Blog Talk Radio.
So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh, guys, you already know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra Blaz.
Oh, hey. I love Tetra Blaz.
Oh, I know you do, Doctor. And sometimes, you know, You gotta experiment, you know, with what you're doing.
You gotta show it around, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, when you're talking big, sometimes you just gotta whip it out, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you, man, all single day.
I wanna see you peacock, your peacock, your peacock, your peacock, your peacock. I wanna see you peacock, your peacock, your peacock.
Dirty for us tonight, but you know, I mean, I'll take anything I can get from Tetra. But
oh, I feel you, Doctor.
You feel me? You guys already know who's in the building right now. It is that doctor.
Oh, it's that doctor.
Oh, it's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
That doctor. Doing today, man?
Oh, I hope you guys are doing great on this wonderful Wednesday night.
I love Wednesdays. Wednesdays are the best days in the entire world.
Yeah, like Wednesdays and Thursdays. At 9:30, I don't know what else you'd be doing.
I don't know what you guys are doing on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 9:30, but if you're not listening to the Dr. Mo's and Tetra show, not living, okay? Let's get to the show really quick. We can get right into it, man. We don't even have time because we have such a fun fact.
We can jump into a cold pool. You know, you just got to jump right in. You don't think about it because you think about it, you pee your pants and then you get all warm and you don't want to go.
You got to do it immediately. You guys have heard a whole bunch of times on the show. I mean, our sound technician, Mickey Saldana, he ain't no Madonna, you feel me? But he's always in the back, you know. He does our music. He plays our stuff all the time. But, you know, we never let you guys listen to him, you know, talk. You feel me, Tetra?
Yeah, like, you know, sometimes he's in the back doing what he does, and, you know, but we don't give him the appreciation that he deserves, you know?
And the other day, he was like, we were at a Filiberto's, and he was like, you know, that's his favorite restaurant.
He was making us burritos in the back. You know, he just hopped back there, put on a little apron, and, you know.
But seriously, we were there, and he was like, you know, I want to have a voice on the show. I was like, Mickey, look, you don't even have your green card. How are you going to be on our show? No, but he was like,
uno, and I fake him.
Yeah, he was like, no, for real, though, he was like, I want to be on the show. I want to have a voice. I was like, Mickey, you know what? We'll bring you on today, you know? And that's what we're going to do, guys. I want everybody to say hello to Mickey. Mickey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, God, Mickey. You know, I love that raspy voice you have. You're like, it's like bleeding gums Murphy, you know? So,
I'm like a 40-year-old smoker.
Oh, God, Mickey, you got to settle down.
Yeah, cold down, Mickey.
Mickey, you know, besides doing the show, what do you do? You know, like, what do you do for fun?
Well, usually I'm in the background. I'm just masturbating and checking my MySpace, even though nobody knows my MySpace anymore. That's just what I do.
You check MySpace, that's the way it'll bring you on this show. You're a riot. You're a riot, Mickey.
Oh, dang, Mickey. So, you know, doctor, I don't know what to say to this guy right now. He just, you know, he's blowing my mind.
Mickey, what do you do besides being on the show? Like, when you're out and about in the world, like, what do you do? Like, what's your job? Like, what do you do?
You know, I'm rampaging and doing DJ music and fucking a lot of girls, and it's just a lot of fun.
Mickey! No, on the air. You
Oh, Mickey, you're a clown. Hey, Mickey, that's coming out of your paycheck. I hope you know that.
Oh, that's right. We don't pay you nothing.
Dang, Mick. Oh, you know.
Mickey,
you know.
I just want to ask something really quick. What's your favorite type of food?
My favorite type of food is probably like the big bean burritos that you shove in your mouth. You suck out all the beans and you just leave the tortilla. Meat and all the cheese is so good.
So you don't even eat the tortilla? You just suck out all the beans?
No. You rip a hole in the tortilla with your tongue and then you suck it all out. It's the best that way.
Oh, Mickey.
Dang, Mickey, I know there's a reason we kept you around.
Mickey, you cracked me up. Do you like
hey,
to put
doctor, we should make a I Love Mickey pin.
We should. We're going to put an I Love Mickey pin on our website so you guys can.
No, we're not, Mickey. Wait a minute.
We're going to put a picture of Sasquatch that says, I love Mickey, because you'll never see Mickey. You guys don't know this, but Mickey's like 37 years old.
Dude, Mickey's like a bum. Like, legitimately, he's like a grown man working for us. Isn't that right, Mickey?
You got that right. That's a bum. That's a bum.
Anyway, okay.
I got to mix them together. That's a bum.
He doesn't even know, guys, but... You know what, Mickey? It's been nice having you on here. I'm glad that everybody got to hear you because, like, a lot of people were writing, they're like, I want to hear Mickey, you know? So we brought
yeah,
you
who
on.
Who is the mystery Mickey? Now they know.
So
you already said no, baby.
Yeah. All right, Mickey, I love you.
All right, I love you, too.
Go back to the bag now.
Back to the bag.
Oh, God, I feel like shit back there.
He's gone. You know what's funny about this? Because Mickey's in studio with us, you can hear, like, his
echo.
You still can hear him talking, but, like, he's right by us, that's why.
Oh, Mickey, I hate you.
I hate Mickey, guys. But if you guys don't know about Mickey, go to our website, the Dr. Bones and Tetris Show .webs.com. Go to the bios of us, and you can see Mickey on there, his, like, baby picture when he lived in Mexico. And
it was dumb, yeah, because we asked him, like, Mickey, you know, give us a picture that we can put on the website. He goes and gets, like, a 5-year-old picture.
We told you this a lot, but he's just, like, really poor. He doesn't clean himself. He doesn't wash himself. I mean, his knees are ashy.
His butt is ashy.
Oh, look at that. Same time. Same mind. But, yeah, I mean, he wears Converse that he has since he was 12 years old. I mean, what do you say?
Wasn't made Converse? He has them?
I mean, his mom made him those Converse, like, legitly. But,
oh, God. Mickey, I hate that guy. Let's just
go. I want to say some things about the show in the next couple of weeks. Tomorrow we're not going to have a show because we have to go do some stuff. We're traveling, me and Tetra are. So tomorrow we'll have some fill-ins for us. Check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Then next week, we don't even know because we're taking the show to Hawaii. Isn't that right, Tetra?
Yeah, you know, we already got our passports and everything. You know, it's pretty much... I'm excited.
Yeah, we don't need passports to go to Hawaii, but...
I do.
Yeah, because you're from Mexico.
Whoa, hey.
Oh, just kidding. These colors
come
don't
on,
run,
man.
Baby. USA.
Come on, man.
USA. USA.
All day, baby. All day.
But yeah. We're going to take our show to Hawaii, but we're leaving on Wednesday, so there's like a 3-hour time difference, so we actually don't know if we might have fill-ins for next Wednesday, too. But next Thursday, for sure, we'll be back. Don't worry, guys.
For sure, guys.
Don't worry.
You know, I just want to point out real quick, if this is your first time listening to the show, we try to keep the profanity down to the minimum.
Yeah, I'm really sorry if you guys heard. See, that's why I don't like to bring jokers on, you know, because, like,
yeah,
they get out of line and they get crazy and then we get fined by the radio stations and it's just a bad
thing. Yeah,
note.
I mean, after the show, we're going to take off Mickey's shirt. We're going to give him 40 lashes.
Yep.
You know, maybe buy him a new pair of shoes. I don't know.
Maybe. See, we do good and evil. We beat him, then we reward him with goods. Like, one time, I said, Mickey, just your face, I want to punch you. And he was like, well, please don't do it. So we're walking down the street. Boom, I lay him out. And I'm like, you know what? Then I went to get him an ice cream cone. See, you mix the good with evil. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to put bad cop, just to mess with the minds, you know?
Yeah.
So one time, we were hanging out, Mickey walking down the streets, you know, Doctor trips him. He just straight up trips him. And I'm like, oh, dang, Mickey. You know, Mickey's on the floor bleeding, teeth missing. I'm like, oh, man, you know how I make it? I go, you know, give him a hand. I pull him up. He gets halfway up, throw him back down, because that's what we do. We don't care.
On top of that, I give him a roast beef. I just straight up farted in his face. And then, yeah, that's disgusting. But but it is what it is. A couple more things, guys. Tonight we have Greaves with Budo on. Okay.
Oh, my God, I love those guys.
I love those guys. We went tonight, or a couple weeks ago, Jim was like, you know, our producer, Jim White, for you guys listening, he was like, you know, you guys haven't had like a rap group on yet, you know, like a rapper or anything like that. And we're like, that's true, you know, like we haven't really found a style that fits us kind of. And I love this band called, or not a band, this rapper or this group called Atmosphere, one of my favorite bands. And I told him, I was like, I want something like Atmosphere, you know? And he was like, well, there's these pretty cool cats called Greaves of Budo, and they're on the Warped Tour, too, and they'll fit into your guys' Warped Wednesday special. And
yeah.
I was like, well, just hook us up with them. And that's pretty much what happened. We got in contact with them, and we looked up their videos and stuff. And Greaves is coming out with a new album this month, guys, in June. So all you guys listening, when we're talking and stuff, write it down. Make sure you guys go and pick that up, because that album's going to be sick. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's pretty much the bee's knees, you know?
It's the bee's knees, guys. But, you know, enough talking. Let's get these guys on here. Let's have a nice, beautiful interview like we always do. And we also have signed posters to give out by the band, too. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up in a little bit. But I'm going to play this song called On the Rocks off of Greaves' new album. So you guys ready for this?
All right. Hey, Odaka, let me go. Let me go set this up and do what I do, and I'll be back.
Do what you do, baby. This is On the Rocks by Greaves. Talking back like a couple weeks ago, and he was like, well, we need to get some rappers on this show because we haven't had any before. And we were like, yo, because I like Atmosphere, you know, and he told me that you guys are really similar to them, and you guys pretty are, man. You guys are doing a great job, so we had to have you guys on.
Well, thank you for considering us.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We're also very cordial rappers.
We're incredibly friendly and polite.
No problem, man. All right, so for all the fans out there, I mean, a lot of the fans know you guys. It's surprising because usually we have bands on and stuff, people don't really know much about them. But today we asked out to the fans, we're like, do you guys know much about Grease and Boo? And they kind of did, but some of them didn't. So I'm going to ask you guys, can you guys give yourselves a little, like, background information on your guys' stuff for all the people out there that don't really know much about Greaves and Budo?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Greaves and Budo is a collective of just the two really handsome dudes that just decided to hang out and look twice as handsome standing next to each other.
Yeah, we really connected initially based on our handsomeness, and then we discovered, actually, that we both make music. And so the unity was very fortuitous, I guess.
On
a scale of 1 to 10, what do you guys rate yourselves on the handsomeness level?
We break the mold. We're in there in the 12 area.
There's no number to describe this.
Oh, I thought I'd like to hear.
On a different scale. Probably really handsome.
Yeah, very handsome. No, we've been.
Where do you see yourself at?
You know, I see myself as, you know, like Infinity Eon, you know? We do a
like
Eon.
Double that.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
That's super handsome.
You know,
really,
but if you guys are as double as handsome,
but
you know, we're all going to get together.
I'm more of a modest kind of guy. I give myself a 7.6, you know? See, I don't
all
know.
All right, I like that.
That's realistic, but kind of cowardly.
Yeah.
See, I just
for it. Weak,
doctor,
but fair.
You get a roasted on that, Adam.
So good. So what more about you guys? Like, how, once you guys established your handsomeness, how did you guys, you know, get together and start making music?
We both kind of, we were working in Seattle. We're both living in Seattle right now. We were living in the city about 4 or 5 years ago, and, you know, both kind of been a part of the music scene here, traveled in the same circles, and I don't know. It really kind of seemed like a matter of time before we sat down to make music together. It was, it's a small city with a small scene, and you know, you kind of end up running across each other's paths. But we've been working together now for about 3 years, beginning with the first album that we made together, which was 88 Keys and Counting, you know, hit the road after that. Been touring very, very exhaustively endlessly.
You're the smart one. You just said exhaustively.
That's what happens when you reach a certain level of intelligence that you can just start making shit up.
Yeah, you don't even need to pass it off anymore. You know, you're so good.
You
got to dumb it down a little bit because you don't want
to. It doesn't matter. Exactly. It's about appealing to the common man, which is what I'm trying to do right now. So I don't know. We've been working together for about 3 years.
All right, cool.
Okay, nice. You know, when you guys write your music and stuff, what inspires you? You know, like, what do you get your inspiration from?
Well, it starts in two different places, because Budo will either, he'll kind of come up with something on his own, or three different places. He'll come up with something on his own and send it to me, and then I'll kind of contribute to that space or however that makes me feel. Or he'll notice that I'm feeling a certain way and try to cater to that. Or we'll, like, get together and just kind of create something just off the vibe in the room. So
nice.
I don't try to, like, pigeonhole it in any certain way. I think whatever's working the best is working the best, and we're just going to do it that way. So
yeah,
totally. So if you're, like, in a sad mood, he's going to play you something totally sad, and you just, like, flow to it?
Oh, yeah. He's come through on some dark days. Real scared jerkers.
What I like to hear. So the Warped Tour, I know this is you guys' first time on it. Are you pretty stoked for it?
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, to be honest, a lot of people are going to be like, this is lame. He's lame. I've never even been to the Warped Tour. I've never had the time or the chance to even go to that thing. So for me, it's kind of cool because there's some stuff that I kind of want to see and do. Like, I'm a fanboy out for a little bit and probably only for, like, the first week, and then I'm probably going to just want to shoot myself because I'm going to be crazy. But I'm excited, man. It's a different culture. We haven't really tapped into that stuff, you know, at all, really. But dealing with vans and dealing with everyone that's working with the tour, it seems that as if we're being pretty well recepted, and I'm into it, man. It seems like a good place for us to be throwing a little bit of energy at.
Yeah. Like, when you guys come to Arizona, you're going to want to bring, like, 84 gallons of water.
Oh, yeah. Because when you guys come out here, it's, like, during August, and it's going to be, like, a good, like, 120 out here, man. You guys going to roll.
I was in Phoenix one time in the middle of August, and it was – I have never felt more physically uncomfortable in my entire life.
I have a really good friend named Murder Dice, and him and I have never, ever been in an argument except for once when we were out there on tour. And he tried to cancel. He's like, I don't want to go to Arizona. And I was like, look, dude, we have to go to Arizona. We got a show booked. There's no way around it. And he's like, cancel the show in Arizona. And it was in the summer. And he's like, I'm not going there. I hate it in the summertime. I don't want to go. And I was like, it's not an option. And we pulled over and we screamed at each other on the side of the road for like 25 minutes until he settled down. And then we drove to Phoenix. And I shut him up with a hefty serving of Filiberto's.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Filiberto's is the best. I mean, there's nothing tops that.
It's the best for about 20 minutes, and then it's the worst for the next 4 hours.
After you get half of the gallon of burrito, you just ate. You know, you don't want to eat the other half. This is too much.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so this is a question I have. What music inspires you guys? Like, what are you guys listening to right now that's out?
I listen to a lot of baby-making music.
A lot of Marvin Gaye?
Oh, yeah.
From Bump and Grind?
I've been listening to a lot of Raphael Sadiq lately.
Uh-huh.
And his new one, even though I think I like his older ones better. I don't know if I like the new one as much as I like.
You know, I completely agree with you. I think he didn't really hit, like, he didn't hit the depth that he's hit before. This feels like a really fluffy record to me.
Well, as a nerd, the way that he was able to record that record and make it sound that way is super impressive to me. But nothing's really going to beat his first one. Like, that one to me is, like, really still hits home with me, and those are good songs. Mm-hmm. And the new one's kind of annoying. But it's still better than most people could do.
I agree. No, I got the new Death Cab. I don't listen to that much rap, but I got the new Death Cab for Cutie record today, which I also think is pretty subpar. I think that came out yesterday. There's a new Bon Iver record.
Comes out the day that our record comes out.
Yeah. I think it might do a little better than ours.
Okay. No, I hope not.
Unless
they
get to see pictures of us first and know how handsome we are.
Yeah, well, then, you know, then we'll break the handsome mold and then, you know. But it'll be a slow thing.
Beaver market.
Dang.
I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I'm totally nunchucking right now.
Dude, that's...
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say you were totally naked right now.
No. I'm fully clothed, actually.
Good.
This is the first
time
that I've ever nunchucked fully clothed. But
I like that. You know, nunchucking all day. That's what you do.
Yeah. Well, I acquired these from Blueprint's bass player, who couldn't bring them into Canada because they're considered a lethal weapon.
Oh, my God.
So he left them in my house, and I'm trying to learn how to nunchuck. I'm going to start watching some YouTube videos.
You're
going to
poke
that out. Maybe by the time you guys see me in Arizona, I will be able to rock your world with these things.
Yeah, I mean, don't do the guy, you know, that guy, big, what's his name, that black guy with the afro, hit himself in the face, fall, shot to get that.
No, I'm not going to do that. And I also don't do backflips.
Okay.
And
well, you make it look good.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we're living parallel lives right now because I am currently watching a 65-year-old man sing Stairway to Heaven at a karaoke bar.
What?
Yeah, man.
Dang. Is that your uncle?
Yeah. I'm serious. I'm in Columbia City. Come hang out.
Dude, okay. I've been watching Real Mob Wives all day.
Yeah,
all day
time to get out of the house, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, guys. So, you know, we got another question. This one's you know, for Budo, that's all right. How did you learn to play all those instruments that you play?
I started playing trumpet when I was 9, and, you know, studied that really formally for a number of years through middle school and through high school. Guitar and keys and, you know, whatever else I just kind of picked up along the way out of necessity. I honest to God, don't consider myself to be either a guitar player or a keyboard player. I've kind of picked up those instruments as tools, mostly for production work. You know, I I sort of learned keys functionally to be able to make beats and then to be able to kind of, you know, produce records and things like that. And guitar I just learned because I thought it looked cool and sounded cool. And I don't know.
It does.
Turns out it does.
You just had to learn how to play the harp, you know. Maybe you can include that in one of your songs or something.
I know. Well, it turns out there's a misconception that I also play the saxophone, which, for those that are listening, I don't.
That's why I keep tweeting that Budo sucks at the saxophone, and people keep going like, I think he's an amazing saxophone player.
It's like that immediate, like, trying to, like, make me feel better, but then, like in the process, they're just wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so we're kind of running just a little, yeah, okay. My producers give me the middle finger. So we're running.
Oh, man. Throw it back at him.
I don't know what that is, but I guess we're
trying to get
dusted
or what?
I know. I guess I need those nunchucks right now if I can bash on the side of the face. But
dude, I can probably do it for you.
Yeah, man, shit could get wild.
Get my rhythm down.
We're running a little low on time, but a last question we get everybody out on: what advice do you guys have for any, like, well, I guess for you guys to be like rappers that are out there, you know, in their garage sweaty with nunchucks trying to wrap it up? I mean, what advice do you have for them?
No, I don't sweat, man.
Yeah.
I don't sweat.
Yeah, no sweating. Handsome guys don't sweat.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Listen to more Wu-Tang.
Ooh. All right. That's a good.
Is that good advice?
That's great advice.
Yeah.
That's great life advice.
Yeah.
Up your dose. You know what? Up your dosage of Wu-Tang and call me in the morning.
There you go.
That Dr. Greaves prescribes more Wu-Tang.
Take 2 36 chambers.
Yeah.
And then, real quick, guys, if they want to go check you out, you know, where's the place they can check you out? Facebook or, you know, Twitter or...
You can check me out on Twitter/Greaves Music or Facebook/Greaves Music, or you could go to rhymesayers.com/Greaves, which has a bunch of our music, a couple free downloads, some videos, a bunch of stuff like that. Or you could go to fifthelementonline.com/Greaves, and that's where you could buy T-shirts, CDs, hoodies, hats, all sorts of stuff.
All right, man,
nice.
Cool.
All right, guys.
We appreciate you so much for being on the show. And I want to say one thing. When I see you guys out here in Arizona, I want to see you whip the chucks out and start going crazy. That's all I want to see.
You know, I'm
going to
ask my tour manager if I can bring this lethal weapon with me.
you know what he's going to say.
Absolutely.
He absolutely is.
That guy has no disregard for the laws of man. He's a gladiator.
He is. Okay. He's a fucking warrior.
All right, man.
Well,
all right,
guys.
Thank
nice
you guys so much
on.
For being on, man.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Beautiful laddies.
Thank you, man.
You guys stay gold.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Cowabunga.
I think he said cowabunga.
I thought he said hallelujah. I'm not
cowabunga.
Sure.
All right,
yeah,
guys. We have like
those guys are pretty chill, dude. They're pretty cool.
They're really cool. We have like 2 minutes left. I'm going to get this really quick. For all you guys that want to sign posters, go to the Dr. Bones and Tetris Show.webs.com. Go there right now. We have a couple... signed Greaves and Budo posters we're going to give out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go to the Contact Us little thing on the Dr. Bones and Tetris Show dot webs.
It's all one word, the Dr. Bones and Tetris
all
Show.
All one word for the people listening.
Dot com.
Just one word. Click on Contact Us, and then you will go in there, and you put in the secret word. And the secret word today will be bloody poetry. That's all you got to put in. That's all you got to type in, bloody poetry. Click go.
Bloody poetry. And then, you know, for the Contact Us page, you know, try to put your first name, your last name,
and that's pretty much it, guys. Today has been a great, great show.
Now today was nice, man. It was good stuff. I think those guys are like how we are, you know
totally.
I mean?
I mean, once we get bigger and we're out on the road, because we're going to take this show on the road, you know, that's how we're going to be. We're going to be, guys, I wish you guys could be in studio with us. I wish we could take people in here, because it's really fun in here, man, like... But I want to this bloody poetry song. That's the name of the song. I want to play at the end off the new album that's coming out in June. You guys need to pick that album up when it comes out for sure. Because
but don't download it from LimeWire, guys.
Don't download it. Don't be stupid. Buy the hard copy. Hard copy all day. All right, you guys already know this is Dr. Bones.
Hey, it's your boy Tetra B Laws all day.
We'll catch you guys next week. All right, keep checking our site for updates. We'll let you guys know when our next show is. All right, stay gold.
I guess it started when the lights went out and everybody started running around in circles trying to figure it out. I could feel it wedged in my ribs, it felt freezing as my cold air blew out. Dance through the evening, paranormal, slowly being called to the green, where the ghosts gather nightly and sell the devil their dreams. I observed tales from the other side of the curb, holding concrete notepad, scribble down my words in the limelight. This is what it's like to bleed ink, put your fingers in it, paint me a picture of what you think, make it beautiful and make it look like love, make it hang from the heavens, make it break my trust, make it real, make it dangerous, make it out of the rough, make it passionate and impossible to touch it forever.